This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good evening, Power Hour Nation, from sea to shining sea and from the shores to the shores beyond, the one global enterprise that can be revered and trusted, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, host and author of my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, and we're here to round up our posse, as we like to say. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to Fukushima. We're going to go to Three Mile Island, and we're going to cross the border a little bit and go to Toronto and Ottawa for some Canadian stories, some that I was involved in and some from probably Canada's least favorite son now, Justinian Trudeau, the boy wonder, has been really mucking things up. But I had to form a posse in between our appearances here at the Power Hour Nation. It seems to be a little bit of a crime wave in the hood I work in. And deviants from who knows where wanted to kind of make a visit and break into cars and, you know, kind of do things that are a little bit unsavory. Well, I do have 11 years experience as a peace officer, and sometimes you got to use that experience to the best of your ability. So as I meet one of these turkeys Thursday, well, he decides he's going to get rough with me and start knocking me around a little bit, and I had to do a pretty heavy-duty takedown, and I was just fortunate that the good Lord provided me with a very able assistant in the garage at the time. And, you know, I was just kind of flabbergasted that, you know, this guy must have been a cop in Japan where, you know, he's come from, or a sumo wrestler or something like that, because he was probably the best-trained guy I ever had to do a takedown with, and I've had to do many. And, you know, I was very, very impressed and very, very fortunate. As soon as we got the guy down, you know, right away, he just screams, "Weapon." And, you know, I just went like, "Hey, that's where I'm thinking he was a policeman before." And then, you know, this guy had some kind of like skewer object or something like that, a piece of steel with a handle on it. So we had to really wrestle and try to get control of this guy before we could get him cuffed and get him under control. But he was just perfect. Crosses his legs in the back, puts his knee on top. You know, it was like poetry. The only thing we didn't stick on was a big orange bowl or something like that for the police to come and pick him up. And it was just absolutely marvelous that we could be so successful at apprehending this guy. But I guess it's like a lesson or something like that, because there's so many, you know, drug dealing people in the downtown core of Toronto, especially on the main street, Yonge Street. It just, you know, really shakes you around a little bit. A lot of people are afraid to walk the streets now for this, that, you know, they're just, and I don't blame them really as we get into the second guy. But I'm a big believer in, you know, the police got to hold the streets. Like, you know, I'm very shocked at the chief of police that we have, and I'm shocked at the level of service that is available to people in Toronto, because, you know, like, you get put on hold all the time when you call 911. They don't really seem to respond to anything, and as a policy, they don't respond to minor calls like thefts and trespassing. So that just tells all the thieves that you have license to steal and to wander on other people's property and do anything you want, because there's not going to be any consequences to this. So the big one is, it's like free day at the liquor store all the time. You just walk in, take what you want, and because our liquor stores are publicly owned, the staff are told flat out, you know, don't interfere with these little urchins. You know, they could blow up in your face or something like that. And in the old days, the days I remember, like, that was never the case. Like, the nearest adult male that comes along just kind of does what I had to do the other day and put you down on the ground and hold you for the police, and that's the end of your crime career. Or the police would just clean up the streets, shake everybody down, who are you? And if you're violating all your release conditions from jail, well, you're going back, and it's safe for grandma to walk down the street, no questions asked. So I see two things in this. One, I've come up with an analogy I call fear fiction. So everything comes along, well, don't do this, especially about protecting your life or your property, because of the fear that, you know, you've got an unexploded piece of ordnance in front of you or something like that that's going to take you apart and turn you down. So it doesn't matter what happens. You know, the guy could have a broken leg, be crawling on his hands and knees. Oh, don't arrest him because he might have a knife or something like that, or a grenade left over from the war. So don't do nothing. Just let him have his way. So I think that's a philosophy now, fear fiction, to get us so that when the time comes to fight for our liberties or maybe any other property we may own that the government wants to take from us, that, you know, we'll automatically write the fiction story, stick our heads in the sand like an ostrich and leave our feathers up to be plucked. And I see that. I also see something deeper, too. Now that I'm looking at it from a bigger picture on what all these urchins are like going around stealing and taking stuff, I've determined that they are tax collectors. They are tax collectors for the narcotics industry. See, most of us that are listening to this, and myself included, we have absolutely no interest at all in participating in the narcotics industry. I have absolutely no interest in you know, getting involved in Justin's new drug business as he's legalized marijuana. Haven't got the slightest interest at all. So they don't get my money. But if we keep releasing people from jail and there's no consequences to your actions because the public is brainwashed into a stand-down order, you can take my money or my property and sell it and support the narcotics industry with it. And if you get caught, well, we throw you in, you know, the system, but get you out really quick so you can raise some more money for the system. And probably this narcotics system is the one that's feeding the political Politburo that makes all this possible in the first place. And that's what I see in the big picture behind all this. At least that's what the Lord revealed to me about it all. And, you know, then came the next guy. I wasn't on that time, but, you know, this guy comes in. He says he's got a concealed weapon. He tries to force his way into the building I work in. And my colleague, who's a former provincial police officer, you know, was able to not exactly hold him down or anything like that, because this guy said right off the bat, I'm going to burn you. So what he assumed is he had one of those butane lighters that looks like a gun. So he was able to go into a lockdown and prevent the guy from gaining access. He leaves, and he drops something on the ground. And I come into work the next morning. Nobody dealt with that piece of evidence. Nobody picked it up. The police came. They took a report. They took statements. And there's a piece of glowing, red-hot evidence on the ground. Nobody picks it up. But for some miracle, I was early. I beat all the traffic. It was smooth getting out of the house and everything like that. So I was a good 12 minutes early. And the cleaning lady, you know, was just kind of getting started. And I figured, well, I'll help her out. There's a piece of paper on the floor. I'm going to pick it up. So I pick it up and, you know, well, this kind of looks official. You know, I open it up and I go, oh, these are his release papers from jail. It's got his name and his birth date on it. Smoking gun. We know exactly who was here the night before. Now, try to turn this over to the local constabulary. You ever call a gas company and you get in one of those loops and it just goes around and around and around because nobody wants to do nothing, and, you know, you got to go through all the computer stuff again to say, you know, this option, that option, this option, that option. You can't remember which one you pushed before to make it faster because there's too many options. And then finally I get to Officer Wiggins, who probably wants to get a spot on The Simpsons sometime. And, you know, it's just like he's not interested either, so he passes me off to somebody else. And then as I go through the loop again, I end up with Officer Wiggins again. And I says, well, it sounds like fate has determined that you're going to put down this guy's name and birth date and attach it to the report. I've got the number right here. And then he gives me this answer that it just poleaxes you. Just poleaxes you. How do you know it's his? I said, well, you know, son, as long as I've been working here, pushing 13 years, I've never found release papers from a jail on the floor, and we don't usually cater to that clientele. We want them locked out outside. So, you know, I'd bet my house right now that that's him if you want to put yours up. What do you think, some kind of some smart aleck or something like that? So, you know, he gets a little testy. But, you know, this is important here. This guy's going around with a concealed weapon threatening to hurt people. He's a danger to the community. It's not like he's, you know, a lawyer or a doctor who belongs to the gun club. Like, they go after him in 10 seconds flat. You just call the 1-800-RAT-LINE or something like that. But here's this criminal. So then the good Lord says, George, check his name out, son. So I do. He's a dangerous offender from Calgary. Right? I mean, dangerous. He's one of those kind of guys you call a stomper. He likes to get you down and just, you know, bust your head open and smash it all over the place and stuff like that. A fine, upstanding young man. And it's like, you still can't get them interested, right? Like, they would have known that right away when they checked the name in the computer and going, you know, holy smokes, we ought to pass that on to the fugitive squad or something like that. No, it was kind of like an eerie silence. Nobody wants the evidence. Probably got his fingerprints on it, too, so you can have like 100% certainty, maybe some DNA from sweat or something like that. You know, that's a good piece of paper. Not only does it have his name and birth date on there. So we got to go through the mayor's office, through, you know, some people I know who got influence there, and then they pass it to the chief of police, and then it goes to the police station, and probably Officer Wiggins wasn't on that day to, you know, that it gets down the happy trail. It's been assigned to a detective, and, you know, maybe or maybe not, they'll go after this tax collector for the narcotics industry and take him off the street. But when you look at his background of what he's like, that he's a hardcore, violent person who, I like to hurt people. And that he's allowed to run loose with a concealed weapon, and it's like nobody gives a damn, unless you're, you know, you're a hunter or something like that, and you got a rifle or shotgun, and you're not politically correct, and somebody turns you into the rat line or something like that. Well, that's different. Unbelievable. But in my instance, I foreign posse, I had like 24 men come down to the lobby because I'm unconventional. 911's going to put me on hold, I know that. There's a weak link in the chain here, a weak link in the chain there. I use the PA system in the building. Any able-bodied people, you know, come on down and join me. There was like 24. The oldest was 88. And, you know, it's even funny, liberal lawyer with a broken ankle and a limp was even coming down. He wants to bring his lacrosse stick to beat the guy if he has to. And, you know, just great community stuff. It crossed all lines, white, black, age, young, old, Democrat, Republican, you know, anything, any religion, you know, everybody was there all as one community. Because I always say before, there isn't a them and us, there's only us. And part of the us is, it's just us against the world. The world of an evil, you know, corporate Borg state that just basically wants to return us to serfdom. And most of us are just so unaware, we don't even know what serfdom is. So I was playing around a little bit, and I found a great thing that I didn't even know before. It was called the Peasants' Revolt of 1381 in Britain. So, you know, you Americans weren't the first, eh? 1776 came long after that. People were fed up with the king and the taxes. The tax collectors would go around, and they'd even put their hands up your woman's skirt to see if they qualified as a virgin or not for the poll tax. And people got fed up, and there was a revolt. Anyway, we're hearing the music, so we have to revolt and turn it over to the people who pay for this broadcast. Thanks for coming out. I'm George Roy. See you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froyen. We were talking about the Peasants' Revolt of 1381 in England, something I never learned in school. Some of the English people say they did, but the big rebel was a guy named Wat Tyler. And he was, Tyler meant you tiled the roofs. And people were just fed up with the onerous taxes put on them, just shake you down. It was vile, gruesome. The tax collectors were evil, violent pigs. And society sometimes is like a pressure vessel, like a steam pressure vessel, like you'd have for a train engine, ship engine or something. When the pressure builds up, it just blows. There's really not a control thing in any way, shape, or form. It just, without the pressure being released, she's going to blow. And when it happens in a societal format, that's where you get things like 1776. That's where you get things like the French Revolution or anything along those lines. The system just has to reset itself, and it does. Sometimes it's not violent. Sometimes it is. But a balance has to be restored. And that's something our evil leaders don't seem to pick up on. I think the only reason most people go into public office is because they can loot the treasury. And it's just a cash cow for them. And many of them give up very lucrative careers where they're making, you know, many, many fold greater than the wages they're being paid. And I can't see any of you just saying, even myself included, like I'm going to drop 90% in my pay so I can, you know, work for the government or something like that. Like, in a pig's ear, never going to happen. So I look at them as a crime enterprise, basically, from top to bottom. And our Emperor Justinian the Great, the emperor now with no clothes, the self-admitted feminist, seems to be having some trouble with, you know, the girls in the tribe. And, you know, he put a lot of women in cabinet, great proportion, said he was a feminist, and he was going to give women a, you know, a big, big share of the power in the country. And I guess he thought that's because he can keep them under control and force them into things they don't want to do. Well, let me tell you something. The new emperor here with no clothes has learned something. Anything you ever don't want to get in a fight with is a very determined woman, because they seem to have a very great standard of honor many times. And I think we can call the two women who resigned from his cabinet honorable, where the other ones are probably just, you know, facetious crooks and ugh, can't even think if they got to put up with the crap that the other two talk about. Then they're sold their souls for whatever dollar they can get, to be sure. And they're just not going to let this guy get away with it. And they're going to take him on. And it doesn't matter what he threatens them with. It doesn't matter what he says, what doors he closes in their face. They're going to bite on his leg like a pit bull. Something an older gentleman would understand sometimes is you wouldn't want to get into a knockdown, drag-out fight like that. You'd probably find some kind of equitable solution long before it got that far. But see, he always was just a spoiled kid, and he can go to mommy and daddy and make up anything he wants, do whatever he wants, and he gets away with it. And he thinks that's the way it is now. One of these cabinet ministers, the first one, Ray Bold Wilson, when she was testifying, she said that the party would control the news, that they would tell all the editorialists what to say and create a dialogue of what is to be. That really wasn't reported anywhere, just for people who really follow things and actually listened to what she had to say. And that's just absolutely mind-blowing. We know he gave a big donation to the CBC to control them, but there is a video on my website, you know, bombshell testimony from a lady named Penny, who's, you know, one of those wonderful bloggers from home who tries to get the truth out. Prime Minister's office directs the news. Very important. And then, you know, the next one, the Treasury cabinet member, just, her name's Philpott. She just said flat out, you know, like she can't trust the guy. He can't even sit in the same room with him. He's a worm, a squirming worm. And there's probably a whole lot of people out there that want to vote for this turkey. You know, I have no idea why. Even from the get-go, you know, when the election was fixed, they used algorithms to get him into power. And there was a big snow job there, and he supports Islamic terrorism. And his big scandal about visiting, you know, some guy and going out on his plane or something was just a joke. This guy ended up being head of a Muslim sect that is the Hassan, the assassins, right? Trump just got into power. They hate his guts. Who are you going to talk to, right? You talk to the assassins to try to take him out or something like that. That's the real scandal. But a lot of times these things are all geared down like 10 gears. So you don't even know what they're really talking about or what's really important. And this is going to be part of our dialogue as we get into the posse going to Fukushima and Three Mile Island. Bureaucracy is probably the most evil thing on the planet Earth, because they'll never tell you the truth. The Titanic's hold, we're going down, they're swinging out the boat. You ask an officer, are we going to sink? Oh, no, 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 nothing's wrong. We're just practicing. You know, they won't level with you. So that's why we have to form the posse and go to these other places with our guest, Libby Halevi. And stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of fun blowing in the dark. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The House of Representatives will be voting on Thursday on a resolution condemning hate speech. Now, this started out as a resolution that was supposed to condemn anti-Semitism based on comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. The resolution was expanded, though, among disagreements by Democrats, to which Republican Congressman of Illinois Adam Kinzinger says,
"Hey, look, this is not your father's Democratic Party, if it was ever more obvious than today. They can't agree to condemn anti-Semitism."
President Trump is again expressing disappointment over the news this week regarding North Korea. During a White House photo op, President Trump told reporters that he'll let you know in 1 year regarding what would happen regarding North Korea. The president did not elaborate. This all is in regards to satellite images that are revealing an apparent effort to rebuild a rocket test site in North Korea. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence. The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy, in theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. Glad to have you back. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada, and joining us today is the one and only Libby Halevy, and she is a magnificent woman who has put together just a fantastic website called NuclearHotSeat.com, and she's written a great book that I started going through last night, and I hate staying up too late when I got to do the show tomorrow, but some of these books are just so good you can't put them down. Yes, I glow in the dark 1 mile from Three Mile Island to Fukushima and the nuclear hot seat. And there's a lot more in there than I expected. This is also a great book for personal growth and healing. It is just fantastic that we're honored to have this guest. To pick up, we're all media should be going with the everlasting effects of these most horrible nuclear accidents. And, you know, we have something we used to call on my last show about big stories called the Rosetta Stones. These are the Rosetta Stones of, you know, just toxic pollution on the planet Earth. Fukushima, Chernobyl, and Three Mile Island. And then there was even a bigger one in the 50s where a Russian plant melted down and made a horrible mess that they don't talk about. And all this stuff is just floating around the world, poisoning our bodies, poisoning our food, killing us with cancer and probably a host of other diseases I don't understand too well. And it's just not discussed. And I've never known a time in my life when I've known so many people getting cancer. And even people in my own family, you know, it's just, you know, my ex-wife, her sister, my father-in-law, you know, just in one little niche. And this is just terrible. And if it wasn't for people like Libby to make a point of this and to shake the tree really hard and to get attention to these matters, especially when they want to do more things like flush more radiation into the Pacific, where would we be except to have a dead planet with no one on it, which hopefully isn't their long-term objective? Welcome, Libby. We're glad to have you aboard here on Power Hour Nation.
Thank you so much for having me, George.
Oh, like I've always said when Joyce was alive, and I covered Fukushima when she was alive, the lives we save may be our own. And that's kind of the motivation to get up in the morning and continue with things like this. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the glow-in-the-dark mandate to fix this problem.
It wasn't planned, I will tell you that, at least not by any force that I recognize on the physical plane. I was born and grew up in the 1950s, so I was surrounded with the nuclear propaganda at the time, which consisted of only two nuclear powers, the U.S. and Russia, so it was all Russia is bad. If anything happens from radiation, it's going to come from Russia, and this is the truth about radiation. So we were told a lot of things that were very factual back then about the dangers and the mutations and the damage that could be done with radiation. Nobody at that time was talking about how much damage we were doing to ourselves with the atmospheric bomb tests that were taking place in Nevada. The country on Earth that has had the most nuclear bombs detonated on its land, is the United States, because that's what was being done in the Nevada test site. But we didn't think about it. Radiation was just going to come from the Russians. So anyway, that was the environment in which I grew up. And then nobody thought about nuclear for a long time because we got on with our lives. And back 40 years ago, it's 40 years ago now, in 1979, for personal reasons, I was living in Los Angeles. For personal reasons, I needed to visit a close girlfriend who had just moved to a small town in Pennsylvania. And she'd gone there with her husband, who was an airplane mechanic who'd gotten a job at the Harrisburg Airport. So I flew out to see her. When she greeted me at the airport, she gave me a big hug and she said, "Ah, you've come to the right place to cool out." Middletown, the name of the town she was living in, is really Middletown. Nothing important ever happens here. And 5 days later, 1 mile from the house that she and her husband were living in and that I was staying in, the nuclear reactor at Three Mile Island malfunctioned. And having that in one's backyard and visible and not having any access to the real truth, they didn't have a television set, so we weren't watching the media circus. And I was a freelance reporter at the time, so the second day of the accident, I went, this is all media hype. I just didn't believe it. And went walking into town to do some coverage and do some interviews with people, not knowing, because we didn't know at the time, that a plume of radiation had been released by Three Mile Island, and I was in the path of that radiation plume. Knew nothing about it, and it wasn't until the third day when I was alone in their house, I was working on, of all things, a musical called Armageddon. And I was writing when I heard a loudspeaker outside, but I couldn't tell what it was saying. But you don't usually hear a loudspeaker going outside a house in a residential area unless it's serious. So I ran downstairs, threw open the door, ran outside just in time for them to say, "Keep your doors and windows closed, stay away from them, and don't go outside unless you absolutely have to." And Again, my friends did not have a TV set. I tried to call them. The phones weren't working. Basically, I was trapped. I was stranded in this house with no transportation, not even a basement to hide from the radiation in. And in wandering around, I didn't know, is that thing going to blow up? Has there already been so much radiation released that, in essence, I'm already dead? I just have to live through it. Will the world ever be the same again? I mean, these huge existential fears came crashing down one after another. And in going through that, it was one of the worst traumas of my life. And one that it really took until getting involved as an activist after Fukushima for me to genuinely heal from. I mean, there were lots of other steps in the healing process that parallel something else in my life, which we can talk about. But you asked why I got involved. And I feel like on some cosmic level, I was recruited to this issue. Because if I hadn't been at Three Mile Island, we evacuated on the third day, and we went to friends, and we watched TV and saw Walter Cronkite in the CBS report, which was terrifying to find out what we were dealing with and to see Cronkite that mad, because he only got mad at the 68 Democratic National Convention. That's the only other time. But we finally learned what we had been exposed to. And the airport was closed, so I was trapped there for about 10 days before I could finally get back to Middletown and from there take a plane back to Los Angeles. But if I had not been in that situation, when Fukushima happened, I would have paid it about the same amount of attention that mainstream media did, which was, oh, it's happening, it's bad, it's over in Japan, a plume's coming this way, and suddenly they stopped talking about the plume, they stopped talking about Fukushima, and I would have gone into denial. But because I had been at Three Mile Island, and because in all that time, in the 30-plus years since that had happened, I had not been an activist. I was too post-traumatic stressed in the beginning, and then I just ignored it. If it hadn't been for that setup, I would not have been immediately riveted by Fukushima. And that's when I saw mainstream media is covering it. Oh, my God, there's a radiation plume. It's coming towards us. It's going to hit the west coast of North America in 8 days, in 7 days, in 6 days. And somewhere around the fifth day, they stopped talking about it. The word plume wasn't mentioned. It was like it had all of a sudden vanished, except it hadn't vanished. But the media coverage of it had. And my background is media. It's my first degree. I've worked for WGN, WGBH, lots of stations. And I've also been a radio broadcaster before. And I have a big background in theater and in storytelling as well as freelance writing. So with all of these skills, what came to me, and rather spiritually came to me about 3 months in after the accident started, was that I'm supposed to do a podcast. And this is my way of contributing to the cause. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a researcher. I can't cite all of those things off the top of my head, or at least I couldn't back then. But the one thing I could do is ingather the information that was out there and present it in one place at one time on a weekly basis to people who were interested enough to want to know. And that was the start of Nuclear Hot Seat more than 400 episodes and almost 8 full years ago.
Well, that is a miracle in its own right. I kind of chuckled a little bit when you talked about that in your book, because the same voice in your head was in my head, back a long time ago, telling me the same thing when I was working for an armored car company. I was driving downtown in a big truck to have to transfer one. And it just came upon me that, you have a calling, and this calling is going to be, you're going to be doing talk radio, and you're going to have to be the spokesperson for, various issues on truth and justice. And I was going like, oh, boy, that's a big load I got to carry. And by a stretch of miracles, it all worked out. Like, I ended up going to a 9/11 shindig at a restaurant in downtown Toronto, and sitting on each side of me are radio broadcasters, one on each side. And guess where they took me, into training to develop me and to do this sort of thing. And then by another miracle, I ended up getting on late night radio in Toronto with a free speech segment. I could say anything I want, anyway, completely unedited, completely uncensored, 50,000 watts from the CN Tower until George Bush said, well, I can't say what he said, but it wasn't pleasant. And then, they pulled the carpet out from me there. And then by another miracle, I ended up on the Power Hour Nation, getting into a bigger, broader audience to try to even the score for we the people so that we can have a better life and not be taken advantage of by these bureaucracies. So the music's here. We have to take a break and listen to our sponsors, and we'll see you on the flip side. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada, and Libby Halevi, our heroine from the United States.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I am your guest host from Canada and the host and author of Conspiracy-Cafe. And joining us today for this glow-in-the-dark special is Libby Halevi, and she is the author and host of Nuclear Hot Seat, nuclearhotseat.com, author of a great book, Yes, I Glow in the Dark, 1 mile from Three Mile Island to Fukushima and the Nuclear Hot Seat. And we were both hit in the head in some manner to be put on a new direction in our lives to do something that has some meaning for the world. And as I was doing some of my study, because I heard you had the commercial about Moses and looking for the evidence and such like that. I've been going through a lot of videos and posting them on my site, just following the same trail for some strange reason and being very interested in that. And I came across a very good Hebrew word, I believe it's pronounced Navi, spokesperson, which traditionally translates into the prophet. So the prophet is generally the spokesperson for God, and maybe that's why he was knocking on our skulls and saying, there's a few things you got to tell the people, and you better get out there and do it, and I'm going to make it all open and available for you and get you to learn a whole lot of new things and acquire new skills and have new confidences to give people a fighting chance against evil, because there's enough evil out there, let me tell you, especially when you look at these companies that are controlling these nuclear reactors. Like, you know, Homer Simpson's a joke, you know, it's supposed to be funny that he's at the nuclear power plant, and, you know, it's just like total bedlam and chaos, but it's a joke. But in reality, this is probably what reality is almost at the nuclear power plant. They just probably don't have that wooden bird that goes back and forth and hits the reset button like I saw on The Simpsons when my son was interested in that years ago. I thought it was hilarious. But the world changed with Fukushima. Fukushima was just evil. You know, I just remember when I was working on this with Joyce, it was just like, you know, we're looking at this like this is an extinction-level event. What are they doing to us? And why doesn't anyone really care outside of a small nucleus of people? Even after it happened and that summer, you know, I talked to people about it, and I was feeling sick. You know, Canada did the great thing. Like you said, the media stopped reporting it after 5 days. I think we turned off our radiation centers after 3, so we weren't even measuring the data. But guys in the mountains somewhere or in the Ozarks or wherever they were, like they were putting stuff on YouTube about the horrendous fallout that was coming into the United States and doing YouTubes on that. And I was going like, wow, no wonder I don't feel so well. And I spent a lot of time in the basement that summer and just said, you know, I don't think I want to go out too much, you know, just in case. We'll let some of this stuff pass and land first. And even though it was a beautiful, sunny, warm summer, unlike some others. But and then to trust these people seemed everything this Japanese company said was a lie, a manipulation, a water down. And what else can we add to that?
Well, that happens to be the game plan that the nuclear industry follows. It is, I've now read extensively on Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, and of course Fukushima. And what's particularly shocking is that the exact same thing happened at all three. The people in charge of the facilities lied, hid information, did not report. The people who were in government, who were at the head of government, we are talking about the governor of Pennsylvania at the time. We are talking about Mikhail Gorbachev in Russia, who was the premier at the time, and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, he's the current one, Naoto Kan, who was Prime Minister of Japan at that time when Fukushima was happening. None of them had honest information that otherwise might have been available. None of them had it from the nuclear entities that were in charge of these operations. There were design flaws at Chernobyl. They lied about the magnitude of the problem and made it sound like the facility could restart when it could not. Three Mile Island, there were radiation releases that I only found out about years afterwards by some of the books that I was reading. And at Fukushima as well. TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Power Company, was actually telling them to stop pouring water on certain pieces of equipment because they didn't want the equipment to be damaged. They wanted to be able to restart it, having not a clue about the extent of the devastation that had already happened there. I mean, it was a triple nuclear meltdown. In essence, you can call it three separate nuclear meltdowns that just have three separate accidents. They just happen to happen at the same time in the same location. But if you're looking at nuclear facilities that have melted down, there are Three Mile Island, which they call a partial meltdown, which to me is like saying you're a little bit pregnant. No such thing. There's Chernobyl, which was devastating. I'm still reading about it now in a recent book. I'll be doing that interview on the show. And at Fukushima, you know, the three that happened there. And what people need to understand is that we have been trained to not understand or even think about radiation, let alone its impact on the human body. The United States government, actually the EPA, just accepted as their standard a false joke, junk, quote unquote, I don't even want to call it junk science because it uses the word science in there, called hormesis, which is a little bit of radiation. It's good for you. When we know by the gold standard scientific studies that have been done and are endorsed by the National Academy of Sciences that there is no safe level of radiation. We're talking not about a broken bone that you get x-rayed, not your dental x-rays. None of it is safe, and it's all cumulative within the human body. And it does damage. Different radionuclides, different types of radiation target different parts of the body. But one important thing to understand, which I just recently learned about, is that the levels of radiation that are considered quote unquote safe or that are said, okay, this is an acceptable dose, quote unquote acceptable, is all based on a military physical model, meaning a man of approximately 150 pounds who is from Western Europe or North America. In other words, a white guy who weighs 150 pounds and is physically fit. What it doesn't take into account is, and we know this from a longevity study after Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it started 5 years after those bombs were dropped, and this is an ongoing study, that the rates of cancer for women who are exposed to the same amount of radiation as a man are 1.5 times greater than they are for the man. And children are more at risk. Little boys are 5 times more damaged and more likely to come up with cancer as a result of the same exposure as an adult man. And little girls, because our genital areas are and reproductive areas are so much larger than that of men and boys, the impact is 10 times greater than the adult man. So when they say, oh, that's a safe dose of radiation to be exposed to, first of all, there's no such thing, so that's a lie. And secondly, they're not taking into account the difference in body size, the size of our reproductive system, and among all of that, fetuses are the most vulnerable of all because they are growing so quickly and they have no defenses. And most fetuses that are damaged by radiation tend to be spontaneous abortions. They're miscarriages. You know, the baby just doesn't make it. Sometimes they get released by the mother's body before the mother even knows that she's pregnant. So there's a lot more damage out there being done, and that's not even taking into account the cancer rate, the raging cancer rate.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we're coming up to break time. I'm George Freund. We'll see you on the flip side with our guest, Libby Halevy. Nuclear hot seat. Fasten your seat belts. It's going to get hot.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you're like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.